Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This Cincinnati Bengals preview edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
Hey, this is Pac-Man Jones. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog.
I had a moment this morning. I realized these were the teams that played in the Super Bowl, Sean. Yeah. We are near the end. Two previews left.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
It is crazy. We're almost all the way through 32 NFL team previews. You haven't had a chance to catch up on them. I mean, still plenty of time.
Football is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Football is coming. Yes, football is coming. We can't fucking wait. Yeah. I'm sick of previews. I'm sick of previews. Kick the fucking ball off today.
Okay. Which, by the way,
that is Colby, of course, kind of losing his mind at the end of his 131 college football team previews.
He didn't even tell us he made a gem of a song. I even told you that might give the Super Bowl song a little run for its money. Just the catchiness of the old school. What do you call this? Like gridiron bebop or whatever style.
Gridiron bebop.
Whatever style of music that was.
No, it's like the old NFL films.
That's what I mean. I just think of like people going up and down, like dun, 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 like back when people walked up and down very rigid. All right, that's all. I wanted to play Colby's thing to start this because I'm excited, and it's a great day to be talking Bengals because.
Yes, sir.
11 games. We know for certain it will not be six games.
Breaking news. We were all over the Cleveland Browns under because
told
Deshaun Watson's suspension would get extended.
Told
as
you.
Predicted.
Told you.
Lock that up. I mean, I can't believe they were hanging 9.5s with the fact that Jacoby Brissett is going to play. I mean, best case scenario, Brissett starts 11 games for them. Deshaun Watson will be back for the last six. But hey, we'll get to that.
You know what
that.
I would do?
Yes.
I would just hike it to Kareem Hunt. Let him figure it out.
I mean, him in the Wildcat offense would be pretty sweet. We got a special guest, Ryan, waiting in the wings. But before we get to that.
In the orange room, right? Because it's the Bengals.
He's in the I like that. In the orange room, waiting. In the Lions' den. Tiger's den. Whatever.
Well, Bengals' den.
Bengals' den. Hey.
It's literally written out for you.
You looking to get in on the Cincinnati Bengals win total? It's over at 9.5 over at WinBet. All you got to do is go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Get in over there. Hey, bet $100, get a $100 risk-free bet. And of course, the WinBet Casino open 24 hours a day where you get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000. I mean, you could really load up and go on a pretty epic run. They just released the first quarterback to 5 touchdowns prop bets, which is pretty interesting.
What's I think Danny Dimes at?
I'll look that up right now, Ryan. Joe Burrow, 10-1 as the first quarterback to get to 5 passing touchdowns. Daniel Jones, 50-1.
It feels like bad.
He has the same odds as Deshaun Watson. Get in over sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. I'll see 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Ryan, and breaking news. Have you entered our...
I got faked out again. Just keep the streak alive.
Have you entered our NFL Survivor contest yet? You should, because it's A, completely free. We're teaming up with Run Your Pool. If you don't know how an NFL Survivor contest works, very simple. Pick one NFL winner each week, can't reuse the same team, and the winner of the Survivor contest gets $500 and a $250 gift card to the SGPN store. So highly recommend heading over to there. And all you got to do, go to play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. And then once you sign up for our contest, use that to run all of the contests. Again, if you're listening to our show, you are probably the person in your office, in your friend group, in charge of the pick'em pools, the survivor pools, fantasy pools, fully customizable. There's a million options. When they came on as a sponsor, they go, okay, go to Run Your Pool, get signed up. I go, not a problem. Already signed up, already done a number of pools over with Run Your Pool. Happy to have them on board. And again, play.runyourpool.com/SGP.
That would have been a great use of no duh.
I'm not really
who you talking to here. No duh.
I'm not really a no duh guy, Ryan, but no. I could see the appeal. You,
25 years ago, you weren't a no duh guy.
I probably worked in at some point. All right, Ryan, joining us without further ado, Cincinnati Bengals super fan, rocking the is that a Jamar Chase jersey? He is the one, the only Justin Wood. What's up, Justin?
What's up, buddy? It's Evan McPherson jersey. You gotta give some love.
I was like two. I didn't recognize that. I was like, it's not Joe Burrow. And then I'm like, I threw out Jamar Chase because I assumed the receiver, but I love it. You're rocking a Money McPherson jersey.
I love everything about what's happening right now. We've had a number of people come on to support their teams. None of them casually throws up the virtual background. No one is rocking a kicker.
No,
there's no doubt that you're a Bengals fan here, which, you know, shout out to Bowser, but who knew he was a Steelers fan in that episode. So you've won the AFC North in terms of the fandom.
Yes.
And the training camp hat. Yes, I'm ready.
You're running a, you got to go to youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast because this is awesome. Just to see his setup. But then also since he has a Bengals virtual background, and then every once in a while, the camo Bengals hat will have like more, cause it's white. It's like a white balance thing or whatever. They're swapping the color. It'll occasionally come in with more Bengals. It is it's an overload of Bengals gear.
I mean, this is a true close. Like everyone else was just a fucking opening act.
Yeah. This so is a great way to close out strong.
I've completely ripped up all my Bengals notes, and I did write this at the very top because we shouldn't accidentally not get to last year before we start anything. Where we motivated, we rallied, we might have caused what happened because we predicted and locked their under up because we said, you know what, the Bengals are going to be 2-15 this year. We both said the Bengals were going to be 2-15.
Well, a little off. Eight Sean, games.
The streak. First, it was the Titans. Yeah. We said the Titans would be a 5-1
team. We light
a
fire under these.
They
teams.
Went to the AFC Championship. We told the Bengals they were going to be a 2-win team. They went to the Super Bowl. I have to go back and see. We couldn't have been more wrong. We were clearly not on Joe Burrow being the guy. We weren't on Joe Burrow being back in time.
Well, no, I mean,
so really, I'm just here to say I'm sorry. And now that Justin has, because I honestly was going to be a little, I might have brought my undershade here again today, but I might be reevaluating.
Well, and I guess in our defense,
what do you mean in our defense?
No, in our defense. When we recorded that episode, everything that came out from that episode or at that time was like Joe Burrow, you know, he tore his ACL late. He was struggling. He was like putting his leg up randomly, limping around in training camp. So how would I be talked into it? And they had no offensive line. So that's why I was so down on them. And shout out to all the Cincinnati blogs that picked up our episode and were like, these idiots think we're 2-15. Of course they go on a magical run. But again, to my credit, once they hit the playoffs, I knew a live dog when I saw them, and I rode them. I mean, that Chiefs win alone was such an epic cash. But Justin, what was your expectations going into last year, and what did you think of the season overall? Obviously, losing the Super Bowl, brutal, but you guys did cover.
You know what? That Super Bowl didn't hurt nearly as the past playoff losses. Like it was about 20 minutes later, I was like, damn, we just played in the Super Bowl. That was crazy. The Bengals just played in the Super Bowl. Like you look back at the game, 2016 against Pittsburgh, where they're about to win their first playoff game, and Vontaze Burfict, that one hurt for days. But then that Super Bowl loss.
Sorry, Pac-Man chiming in.
But that Super Bowl loss, I was the next day, like I went on and did Andy and Joe's podcast. I was like, yeah, I can talk. It's not like, of course I wanted to win, but we're in the Super Bowl.
And what's great about that is he didn't have to explain to a layman sports fan why you might not be able to talk 2 days after a loss. We all just understood what you said. You know what? It was a day later and I could have a rational conversation about it because I didn't want to destroy something or harm myself. Yeah. I mean, I think we said it going into it. That was part of the anti Bengals angle was like, they're happy to be like, they've reached the top, like they're way past expectations. The quarterback wasn't supposed to be healthy. It was supposed to be next year, and it wasn't supposed to be the Super Bowl. Right. It was just supposed to be a nice playoff run. The team had glaring weaknesses last year. Like this is a team only getting better. So yeah, I mean, I think in the moment, we saw it downstairs, Sean, with the random, like we live in Los Angeles, but the streets of Eagle Rock were orange.
Yeah.
During that playoff run, because Bengals fans came out of the woodwork. They were and legit. Again, you're pissed off, but come on. That was a fucking great season. That was
The thing that hurt the most was if that line gives Burrow at least 1 or 2 seconds more that final play, because Jamar Chase is wide open. Cornerbacks on the ground. Jamar just like,
then let's move forward.
They played well in the Super Bowl. You're rocking the Evan McPherson jersey. Yeah. And again, you know, the Bengals probably caught some grief for drafting him in the fifth round. Normally you don't draft a kicker, or certainly not in as high as the fifth round, but he went 9 for 11 on field goals of 50 yards or more, a rookie record. And then he made all 14 kicks in the postseason, including two game winners. So when you're looking at a team that's going to be in a lot of close games, it sounds crazy, but having a guy like Money McPherson really does make a difference.
Yeah. My fantasy team is no McPherson, I think you're going to see a trend now when you have a stud kicker like that coming out, like he's your example of why not go for a fifth round. I mean, that kid won games for us in the regular season too.
Yeah. So no, he really, it was really a great season for him.
No, I mean, it's because football coaches aren't ever going to think they need a kicker. That's probably the biggest limitation look at Tucker over in Baltimore.
Yeah. The guy wins you games. It's crazy it is very bizarre in football that
you could argue they're worth the most points on the team.
Yeah.
Like very, very easily. You could argue a good kicker is worth, depending on how bad your quarterback is.
Wins over replacement. Kicker is probably one of the most weighted ones. I mean, it is funny sport where it's 59 minutes and 45 seconds of just, you know, these massive athletes battling it out. And then you get some like 160 pound guy from Sweden who can decide the game.
Implying that a kicker is not an athlete, Sean.
Sorry, Ryan. I know you're right here. Ryan, also, I should release the video. Ryan still claiming he can hit a 47 yarder, attempted one at the Fantasy Football Expo on the Hall of Fame field, and say about at least 10 yards short, Ryan.
Wow. All right. Well, took one kick, and it was again, if you just want to throw shade out there, that's on you.
Let's talk about the Bengals offseason. I mean, to me, the biggest offseason acquisition for the Bengals Lyle Collins. Yeah. Signing Lyle Collins, you know, you could make it pretty PFF has them as the eighth ranked offensive line, the Bengals and most improved offensive line, which again, anytime I was fading the Bengals, it was because of that offensive line. And, you know, it really hindered their ability to run play action. They were like bottom of the league in play action because they just couldn't. I don't think they trusted their O-line to give them enough time to develop that. So you got to be stoked about the O-line.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. How Burrow is even alive today after that game against the Titans in the playoffs.
Oh my God. What was it, like 9 sacks? I think it
nine
was like some
sacks.
Yeah, some record for like most sacks given up and still winning a playoff game.
And I love that before Collins even told his agent or made it known, he texts Burrow. He's like, "Your bodyguard reporting to duty, sir." And I was just like, I love it.
This
I love
LSU
the atmosphere.
Thing, man. This LSU thing is
it's real. Although, yeah. But what about Burrow? Burrow now, he had a ruptured appendix. He had to deal with that. He lost a bunch of weight and he's had just kind of a bunch of weird injury luck. The ACL is one thing, but then he was hospitalized briefly after suffering a throat contusion. He yeah. had the right pinky grotesquely dislocated. And then he also was dealing with a sprained knee. Like, what's up with Burrow? I mean, the dude, to his credit, plays through all this stuff and recovered nice off the ACL in that season. What do you make of Joe Burrow? And just, he just keeps getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. And I mean, hopefully, you know, I mean, some of those aren't football related, but it's, you know, even hearing him when he did the interview, his press conference yesterday, they asked him, they're like, you know, are you kind of bummed that once again, you didn't get a full preseason of just rest? And he's like, yeah, there's always next year. I was just like, this kid just keeps coming back for more. And I think that, you know, with the new stadium and the name and everything, you could tell that right there, the stadium should be called Pay Joe Burrow because that's what they're doing. They're getting all that money. They're getting that.
Yeah, because they have a quarterback. They're exciting to go see. Now, this is the most important question. What is the best Joe Burrow nickname? Because I feel like there's a lot of good options. There's that Joe Burr. Stogie Joe Cool. What's your favorite one?
I like, because he admitted it's his favorite, so now I have to respect my quarterback. Joe Shiesty.
Yo, what up, Joe Shiesty? I mean, I think there is something clearly there in terms of Joe Burrow's ability to relate with his receivers or teammates in general on a level that maybe not every quarterback is achieving right off the bat. And maybe it's just a pure street cred thing where he knew if he brings Jamar Chase in, Jamar is going to lay it down to the rest of the crowd. Hey, this is a real dude. And it's like a hype man situation. Cause Burrow is respected in a way that you don't see often, right? It's just like, they're clearly Burrow did some shit and these guys are like, all right, he's a dude. And so maybe it's getting hurt. Maybe it's playing through injury. Maybe that's part of the gimmick, Sean. Who knows?
I also like after the sacks, you don't see Joe get up and start yelling at the lineman. He just gets up like, all right, got me again. Let's try this again.
The Giants. I mean, honestly, that's what a lot of folks that was repeated kind of comments about Eli Manning is part of the respect was gained through. He would just take these beatings and never once yelled at a single lineman. Never talked like, so it, maybe it's just purely that like, oh, okay, we get it.
I mean, Ryan, Joe Burrow,
right?
Yeah.
I see a lot of Eli Manning and Joe Burrow.
Oh, come on. Don't do that to Justin. He's right here.
A 2-time Super Bowl champ. I'm sure Justin would take that right now.
I'll take it.
See, he'd make that trade right now.
Now you're rocking your, you're rocking your Evan McPherson jersey. I remember from the playoff, what was it? The AFC championship game. Dude, what was the exact bet on the Harambe jersey? Refresh my mind.
It was, I was getting mad of all the fading going on and you complimented me on my Harambe jersey. Yes. And I said, if the Bengals make the Super Bowl, I will call my Chinese website and get you a Harambe jersey made. Yes. So you got to give it about a month, but it'll be there.
Taking the slow boat from China. I cannot wait to rock that thing.
Listen, as someone who's taken been out to Catalina a couple times this summer, I've seen the line backed up out of the Long Beach Pier. Like the
supply chain issues on the Harambe jersey coming from
1 to 3 months is probably conservative.
Shanghai has another COVID shutdown. It's going to push the Harambe jersey back. It's really, really impacting the economy.
Global resource.
All right.
But I tried to get one made in America and they won't make them.
No, I know. The fascist NFL won't allow people to have fun. As far as this team overall, so, you know, the offensive line has definitely improved. We're going to get to their schedule in a little bit. Ryan Kramer, what's your thoughts on the defense overall?
It's hard to look at this team and not think they just got better. I mean, because the argument, like the blind, like let's pretend that they don't have a quarterback they think is their dude, and they didn't just play in the Super Bowl. You would maybe try to argue that they exceeded expectations. They got a lot of the juice out of the fruit. You know, some of the things that typically happen on teams with good quarterbacks, right? But they also didn't win all their close games. They don't have a ton of like, hey,
obvious regression stuff,
forward or backwards. They were healthy last year, sure, but nothing crazy. They didn't over or underperform Pythag by anything crazy. Like this team was a decent team, and we've kind of highlighted it with each team they beat in their postseason run. The games were all fucking close. They were like Tennessee very well could have won that game. Almost called them Oakland. Everyone they beat could have beaten them. And so I think, you know, sometimes teams just go on runs and there were just four coin flips in a row and they got the first three or the first four, they lost the fifth. And so honestly, those are the teams you generally want to fade, right? Like they weren't necessarily deserving on the full season of work to be in the Super Bowl. So maybe they'll take a step back. Public perception. We always talk about the hangover stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Does the water in Cincinnati cure hangovers like it does in Kansas City? So the case against them would be that there are areas where they definitely overperformed. But if you think that Joe Burrow is an elite franchise guy, then that expectation is normal. And when you look at the fact that his any sort of advanced analytics on his passing, he was accurate. Number one on target throw percentage, number one in yards per attempt. Like these are all like positive trending things. We love the profile of Ja'Marr Chase so much so he's a first round pick in fantasy. T. Higgins we love so much we're willing to take him in the second round.
Yeah.
Boyd, we talk about how that it's a plug and play piece. Mixon's a first round pick. On some level, there's too much hype there, right? Like you can't support two first rounders and a second rounder.
Well, yeah,
unless the defense is going to be bad. And I think that's maybe the misnomer here. This team's going to play some defense. And unlike the fact we know Zach Taylor loves to throw the dice in Vegas, but I don't actually think he loves to throw the dice all that much when he's coaching. Brian Callahan is the offensive coordinator. What do we know about him? He loves a good offensive line. And so I think they're going to get, they wanted to run the ball last year. And so I actually think, you know, this is one of those teams. You can make the argument. They take a step forward because they changed the way they play. They're able to play the way they wanted to play last year. Joe Burrow stays healthier.
Yeah.
But all of that leads to, you know, from the fantasy case, I do think there's hype. And so sometimes fantasy hype can lead into real team hype. But then Sean,
I feel like this team isn't getting that much hype overall, well, like nationally.
Their win total is 9.5.
Yeah.
And so do I like them clearly as the best team in their division? No, but that makes me like them more. Cause Joe Burrow is a dog. And he understands how to lead a team of dogs who you know, they're going to lean into the underdog thing. Zach Taylor, again, he's a craps guy. He talked about craps. He's the only sitting NFL hashtag head coach that I've heard openly discuss the game of craps. That makes me like him as much as, and I even went back, Sean, we crushed it picking this team.
Yeah. Both, what were we against the spread?
Both for and against them. Like we kind of read them well, and I don't know why I have this weird bias where I'm like, I feel like I should be anti-Burrow, but I'm not anti-Burrow. 11-6 for me, 10-7 for you against the spread. Not including the postseason, and as you pointed out, you leaned cleaned into up. That one. So it's easier to make a case for why all of the other elite teams should take a step back versus this one, even though this case is the like simplest to consume. Like, hey, they went on a run in the postseason.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, where are you at, Justin, with like the national expectations? It feels like for a team that just went to the Super Bowl, they're not getting a ton of hype as far as going back or going on a run. I mean, certainly, you know, people like Chase fantasy wise, but
fairness, but
what's your take?
I love it. I love it. Because I think the one thing that did kind of, you know, my biggest fear was that they're going to have a target on them now. Like the league's going to know who they are. And then I'm looking at everything this season and, you know, some people are talking about the defense, and my argument to that is Joe Burrow didn't have one of his Joe Burrow type games in that entire playoffs. Like that defense came up huge. The defense won, like took them the interceptions, the interception against Kansas City, you know, stopping them on that. Hello. I don't even know what they're thinking about that last call at the end of the first half. Like, but so, you know, it sucks that we're in this contract dispute right now with Jesse Bates.
Yeah, that was going to be on my list.
But I think what that is showing you is they're ready to pay T. Higgins.
Okay.
Because I think the money, well, who knows with the stadium and everything, but T. Higgins, I mean, him and Jamar Chase and Tyler Boyd, I mean, arguably the best wide receiver trio in the NFL. And I think, you know, they want to keep them together. And it just sucks that Bates is so good. But then you look at their draft pick, the safety from Michigan, it's like everything's lining up to let Bates walk, which sucks because he's done so much for that franchise, has been very loyal, but it's a business at the end of the day.
So I'm going to use a very unfair comparison to crowbar in my Giants, but the 2007 Giants, Sean, you would agree, was a team that most people felt were supported by the defense on a magical run.
Yeah.
That was way too early, right? Early in a quarterback's career, they came out the next year and they won a lot of fucking football games.
That Giants team the next season,
and I could be misremembered. I believe they opened the season 11-1, and so again, I'm kind of sprinkling in anecdotal bullshit that shouldn't mean anything, but it's making me want to lean into this.
Here's to Justin's point, where he said like he didn't have any of those Joe Burrow type games. So what I like about this Bengals team and why I really like the over 9.5 is we've seen from this Bengals team ability to win multiple different kinds of games, right? Like, so they can win those games where Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase go off and he throws for 4 touchdowns. They can win an ugly 16-13 game where Money McPherson has 3 field goals and the defense plays tough and Hendrickson is getting those sacks. So they've shown you like some flexibility, and you include, you know, improving the offensive line to give them a play action threat that was completely missing last year. They were like 31st in the league in play action, and you give them the time to develop the play action. I think this team could make a nice step up in the regular season. Now, the playoffs might be a little different, or it might be, you know, you still have to kind of catch that lightning in a bottle again, maybe. But if they end up becoming the number one seed, and that certainly could be an interesting future bet we'll get to later, if they end up being the number one seed, it's going to be tough to fade this Bengals.
Football's confidence. And if you're a coach, a quarterback, and you take a team on a run like this, the belief is there now because you've done it. It's a game of show and tell. Earlier to our point of the disrespect, by implied odds, they are somewhere either sixth or seventh in the AFC. Depends if you think the Colts are being given a little bit more love in the betting market, but essentially they're kind of lockstep 6-7, Bengals 6, Colts 7. So, you know, that does feel like disrespect. That doesn't feel like targeting your back. Honestly, they're sitting there behind a team in their own division, in the Baltimore Ravens. So there's plenty of reasons to not be worried about that, have that chip. And it does seem like, again, Joe Burrow leader, Joe Burrow, general Joe Burrow,
Scheisty Ryan.
It's not over, right? Like the mission is not over, and whatever weird LSU Illuminati shit is happening, that's like, he's put the signal up and guys, did Collins even play with him, or is this just like a, hey bro, you went to LSU?
I think it's just
it's crazy.
This is what kills me about the Ravens being Joe Burrow almost threw for 1,000 yards against them last season.
That is
the
a good
second
point.
The second game they were beat up, but that first game they had their whole squad.
And I think I referenced this in the Ravens preview. Like, they're by getting rid of Wink and the changes they've made on the defensive side of the ball, they're signaling like, we're no longer worried about the Steelers. Like, we're changing the way we're going to play defense to be a little bit more conservative and be a little bit more ready to go up against an explosive offense like Cincinnati. I mean, they're not saying it, but it does seem like the Ravens are retooling to worry more about the Bengals than they are the Steelers.
Right. I think this might be the Steelers' first losing season.
Wow.
I think.
Oh, don't let Tomlin hear that. Hey, that's bulletin board material.
It's going to end up on the Steelers. Yeah, they're going to be fired up.
This motherfucker in a kicker jersey thinks I'm not going to go 500 in the National Football League. Yeah, I mean, I am. Look, as much as I don't love, and we'll get to the odds after the schedule. As much as I don't really love their odds, when you look at it in the context of the other teams, it is interesting the level of disrespect. And again, this win total was 10 when we started this team preview journey, Sean. Yeah. So it's dropped down to 9.5 in that time. So I can, that's almost. If I'm Zach Taylor and I know about craps, I definitely know about win totals. And I'm
that's going to make it in. You see what the win did? Win bet has you guys down to 9.5. All right. Let's move over to the schedule. Before we do that, shout out to Odds Trader. That's right. Odds Trader is your number one stop when it comes to gambling information, gambling analysis, and the best offers from all the major sports books. I can compare different signup codes, promos, whatever it is you need to bet better and get the best deals. Odds Trader has you covered. Just go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. They even got a projected game day weather, game day stats, the bet tracking tool. Very highly recommend that as well. Very easy to use, very easy to set up. All you got to do is go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. That's right. Sleeper is the number one fastest growing fantasy platform. We use it for our dynasty league. Again, Sleeper is super easy to play fantasy on, but now they just added an over under game. So you can get down on some NFL and MLB player props. Can't wait for the fantasy and NFL season to start because you're going to have your fantasy team right there in the window. And then you can actually play their over under game parlaying all the way, parlaying the player props, getting 2X all the way up to 20X in a single parlay. That is a lot of fun. And again, you, when you use our code, you get 100% deposit match up to $100. Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. If you already have Sleeper, just click over under and enter promo code SGP to get that $100 match. You join our Sleeper squad where you can copy our picks, fade our picks, tag us, whatever it is. Sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details.
All right. Are we ready to do this, Sean?
Ready to roll. Let's go.
Okay. This is the last team we're covering in this division. Cincinnati, the Bengals starting. Oh, did I, what am I doing here? Nothing works. Sorry. All right. Bengals hosting the Big Ben list. Steelers at Cowboys at Jets Thursday night, hosting Tua and the Dolphins, which by the way, if you haven't seen the video of Jalen Waddle whistling at Tua, it just fits so, well, and of so course badly.
We already,
well, it fits into your duck hunt theme because it's like you're whistling, whistling for the dog to go fetch you your ducks. You just said, all right. So Sean, Steelers at Cowboys at Jets, Dolphins at home on Thursday night. There's a lot of optimism in this early part of the schedule, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Steelers are going to be a little better than Justin. I think they could surprise some people. But
week one, you think they could surprise some people?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll save it for week one. But we did
all have the Steelers starting fast. You and I, 3-1 in the first quadrant.
So. I think the Steelers again. I think they're a well-coached team. Yep. I think they're going to be a handful. But I like at Cowboys. I like at Jets, and I love Dolphins at home in prime time. I think maybe their hangover is maybe a one game hangover, and then they go on a little 3-0 run. So I'll say 3-1 for the first quadrant. What about you, Justin? What do you got those first four games?
4-0.
I love it. Not even no hesitation. 4-0.
4-0.
I'm also 4-0. I think I just went through the Pittsburgh part, and I think the one loss I had was that at Cincy. I laid out the case with my New York Football Giants. I think this team comes out red fucking hot, and I love that Justin stole my thunder because I was gonna lean into another just fuck it 4-0, 3-1. Sean, final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. At Baltimore on Sunday Night Football, so a little mini bye in that one coming off Thursday night at New Orleans. So back to back road spot. This is the second back to back road spot early into the season. So that is a little, we're maybe overlooking a little troubling schedule part here, but at New Orleans, Falcons at home.
Falcons suck.
And then at Cleveland on Monday Night Football. And now we know for certain this will be not Deshaun Watson.
Yep. How many Bengals fans dress up as some sort of Deshaun Watson insulting costume for this Halloween game, right?
Oh my God. I can't wait.
Did you see?
Oh my goodness.
I got a
and by the way, his first game back, the Texans.
Oh, tell me that wasn't planned.
You can't make this shit up. The NFL is like, fine, let's only make it 11 because made for TV, baby.
This is the most insane thing I've seen out of this whole saga. Browns GM Andrew Berry said the team put together a plan as soon as they traded for Deshaun Watson about how he would get future massages for any soft tissue injuries. He did not specify if they are male or female masseuses. Oh. Owner Jimmy Haslam said the therapist will be team approved.
You have to know how about. How about Cleveland? This is, I thought this is the Onion. This is true. They are hosting the National Massage Therapist Convention.
That's true.
The
not an Onion article.
The universe has a sense of humor. All right. So we got
shout out to, how did Cleveland land that sweet conference? I mean, Los Angeles has lots of conference space.
we got to go to beautiful Cleveland.
All right. So real quick, because it's worth noting, we've rattled off 8 games. 5 of them are on the road.
Yeah.
But right, so again, to recap, at Baltimore on Sunday night, coming off the mini bye, at New Orleans, Atlanta at home, at Cleveland on Monday Night Football. Here's my take on this portion of the schedule. They're going to drop the Baltimore game. The New Orleans spot becomes a weird one, but Atlanta, Cleveland, no problem there. So I'll say small little hiccup, 2-2.
Okay. I'll stick with 3-1. I think they lose one of those games. Either they beat the Ravens and then they have a letdown spot in New Orleans, or they lose to the Ravens and then they get up for that New Orleans game. So I think 3-1. What about you, Justin? 4-0.
3-1. I think the hiccup's going to come in New Orleans. I think they're going to be riding a high from kicking the shit out of the Ravens and then.
Well, a non-conference.
They dropped 41 on the Ravens twice last year. Harbaugh's going to remember. Well, that. Lamar is like an alien at this point. He's put on 50 pounds of just pure muscle. Can't wait to watch.
Non-conference road spot can get tough. So I do think that Saints game could end up being trickier than it looks right now.
And then we have Carolina coming off that Monday night game, short week. Carolina at home into the bye week. Out of the bye week, we have at Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football, another back-to-back road spot here. Since he didn't get the scheduling God's favor, at Tennessee, and then that goes into Kansas City at home. This is a tough stretch right here. I think Carolina's dog shit. So that, I mean, we do have a Baker situation potentially, but that doesn't concern me. At Pittsburgh, I think they took care of business on the first one. This is an interesting spot for me. Tennessee's an interesting spot, although I'm down on them. And then Chiefs, I think, you know, we talked about them recently. I'm a little high on them. I'm high on Kansas City this year, Sean.
But, yeah,
it's a revenge spot.
Yeah, I'll go 2-2 here. I think they could struggle a little bit here. And then 2-2.
Okay.
I got 6-2. Now I'm up to 8-4.
So you're at 2-2. I'm curious what Justin's going to do for this section. Because he even he knows this is tricky.
I'm going 2-2 just to not be let down. Like
he's got to manage like his expectations.
Like if they win this all, like great, even better. But realistically, like there could be some, you know, a couple games here and there that. So I'll take 2-2 on that one.
I'm inclined to also go 2-2 here. I think there's a real. I mean, I think there's losable game. There's three losable games. So for them to lose two, that makes sense to me. All right, Cleveland at home with Deshaun Watson, who, by the way,
you have to know when to come.
Have not seen him play football in a while.
I did,
and this will be his. So his first game back is at Houston,
of course.
Second game back at Cincinnati.
Oh wow! And that could be a letdown spot. I mean, after like a big emotional game, and then. You have a division rival.
Are you
on the
saying
road?
He's maybe going to have a big release and be a little tired?
Hey. He could have trouble getting up for this game. If you know what I mean, Ryan?
He doesn't have trouble getting up for any game.
I guess that is the problem there.
That's yeah. Sick fuck.
All right, so back on task. Cleveland at home with Watson, at Tampa, at New England. Buffalo at home on Monday Night Football. The schedule is growing tougher by the week. It's an interesting one too, because it's not a ton of divisional stuff here on the tail end. Basically Tennessee, Kansas City, Cleveland, Tampa, New England, Buffalo. Only one divisional game in there.
I'll go 2-2 because you know the back to back road spots of at Bucks, at Pats, and then Bills at home. Those are you know,
he's not losing to Mac Jones getting plays called by Matt Patricia. I'd say there's two wins in there for sure.
Maybe three.
Is Tom Brady a member of the Bucks or is this maybe Jimmy G
on his personal sabbatical?
Is Jimmy G on the Browns or the Bucks? I'm confused. Where does he go at this point? Yeah, it's 2-2, right?
Yeah, I think 2-2 is right. I mean, this back half of the schedule, they have the 26th easiest schedule, so pretty hard schedule there, and you're kind of seeing it here. So I'll go 2-2. Kramer, what are you doing?
That's that week 17 game is the game everyone circled in the best ball tournaments as that's the pop game. That's going to be the big showdown game. I'm going 2-2. All right, well, Justin, what were you?
I'm going 3-1.
Yeah, all right, that's what I need.
That makes. I could see them getting three here. I'll keep it a little conservative.
That's when Joey B wants that number one seed. He wants the Bengals to get that number one seed. And
dog.
I like it. All right, last game, wrapping it up. Now that we play 17, we got Baltimore at home. This could be for the division. I in my version, I don't think this is for the division. I think Baltimore is going to be very good this year.
I got them. I got them winning this though. Give me the Bengals.
You had the Bengals winning it. I had the Ravens winning it. Interesting. I'll stay true. So I got them as a 10-win team, Sean.
I got them 11-6. Justin, what's your final answer on this last game?
I'll be honest. Ooh. The Ravens will win that game.
Ooh.
Because all of our starters will be sitting. Let's go.
Oh.
that was well played. All right. So you, Justin, you have them one loss, 2, 4, 5. So 12-5. All right. Sean, 11-6. Justin, 12-5. Ryan, 10-6. It's a 9.
You're not having them play 17 games. You said 10-6.
10-7.
10-7.
Yeah.
I mean, even Ryan, who's you know trying to find every under he can in this season, he still had them going over the 9.5.
I think it's very to me, and I know we're high on the Steelers. You're getting cute to me if you are picking the Steelers or the Browns to finish it with more wins than the Bengals. I do think this is a Ravens Bengals. Showdown for the division. I like the price for the Steelers. Don't get me wrong, but with the news on Watson now, I think it's clear to me. And after talking to Justin and seeing how fire he looks in all this gear, I think it's clear to. And after me realizing this is the 2008 New York Football Giants,
wow!
I think they're going to start hot enough, And maybe I wasn't even hot enough early. Maybe it should have been a 7-1 start. I think they start hot enough to deal with cooling down. And maybe the part we're talking about next year is like, Bengals are an interesting team because they were really good the first half of the season. They tailed off and then they got a little unlucky in the postseason and lost their first game or something like that. But yeah, but they still go over in my simulation here. So
yeah, well, we'll talk futures here and then maybe pick Justin's brain on any sort of fantasy stuff before we get to that. Shout out to Trade Coffee. Got my SGP coffee mug, enjoying some delicious Trade Coffee. It's so convenient, delivered right to your door. They personally match a specific roast of coffee to your flavor profile. All starts with you taking a coffee quiz. Hey, I like this flavor. I don't like that flavor. And then next thing you know, you got delicious coffee coming to your house. They've delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. And again, it's they have over 450 roasts to choose from. So they're going to get you a coffee that you are going to enjoy. Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping. Just go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their coffee quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. We're also brought to you by Dave. Oh, Dave's your good buddy. They can hit up in case you need a couple extra bucks. Maybe it's you know, the gas prices, you're not getting OT, whatever it is. The dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. And, you know, being a little short on cash, nothing to be ashamed of. I've been in a pinch financially many a times over the years. You know, my 1991 Ford Escort station wagon, which I drove out to California in, that thing needed some repairs. And, you know, credit cards maxed out, or you don't have a credit card, could be in trouble. And that's where Dave is there to help. Dave is the banking app that can get you up to $500 instantly with extra cash. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's DAVE. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Okay, Kramer. So you were saying you're on the over. We're all on the over. I'm
barely on the over.
Barely on the over, but over's a minus 120. I still like that a lot. They are plus 175 to win the AFC North, plus 1,000 to win the AFC, 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. Justin, I'll let you start here. Are any of these predictions? I mean, can we look up the updated make miss playoffs, Ryan? Because I don't know.
All right, I got it right in front of me.
Okay.
Two things actually. One, the alt over 11 is +225.
Okay. Figured
I would bring that up since Justin, it seems like he's optimistic on the season. And the make miss, yes, is -130. No is +110.
I mean, yeah, I love over 9.5. And I also love, I mean, make playoffs at -130 to me is like the lock of all locks. Cause really? They're going to get it. They could get in at 9-8.
I don't think a team in the AFC gets in at 9-8. I think the concern teams get in from the West.
Okay. Well then go over 9.5 at -120. I like both those bets. Yeah, make playoff and over 9.5, but just, I feel like you probably have more outs at -130, but on make playoffs.
Yeah.
But Justin, what about you? Division, AFC, Super Bowl. How far are you taking this team?
Oh, of course, the fan in me is like Super Bowl. I won quite a bit of money last season when they won the AFC North. Put that money down before the season started. I think they're going to win the AFC North again. I think a playoff run.
Let's go. See, I like what Justin's doing. Yeah. He's not going to jinx it by saying AFC or saying Super Bowl. We'll give out our Super Bowl predictions on our final NFL show. Oh. But Bengals 20-1, Ryan. That is that's certainly a tempting offer.
I don't know what it is about the. I don't love it. I'm not buying.
You're a hater, Ryan.
I want to bet something like they start hot.
Yeah.
I really like them to start hot, and if I was buying a ticket and I wanted to prioritize buying this. Maybe I buy one in person to sell. Maybe we get a little Bengals, and we. But I put the plan. It has to be to sell it.
Well, Ryan, you know how we are. We'll never end up actually selling.
We're not pussies. But it's not hedging. It's selling for a profit. Go ahead.
I'll give. How about Joe Burrow for MVP?
Yeah. See, I was actually. You're reading my mind because first I was looking at the make miss playoffs when Sean asked. Now the awards. 12-1 is his price. It's sitting. You know, Herbert's 10-1 for reference. Russ is 14-1. I there's no issue with the narrative with Burrow. He's got the players to do it. Do I like Burrow MVP better than some of the other futures? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not.
I like it better than them winning the AFC.
Really?
I think so. But what concerns me is this is going to be one of the, like, they're going to change the way they're playing. Is there, they're like, what if he's not putting up all the flashy numbers and it's,
well,
just,
yeah, because it's
just about grit. And honestly, you're going to hate this, Justin, but I like Lamar Jackson at 20-1 way better than I like Joe Burrow at 12-1.
I do hate that.
you were right, Ryan.
I told you.
He does hate that. You know, yeah, it's interesting because the profile for this Bengals team, like we saw those back to back games towards the end of the season where he had, you know, four passing touchdowns in each, but then we saw earlier parts in the season where they were trying to be more run heavy,
yeah,
set up the play action. I think with that
Mixon better- was third and care, like they this is a team that ran the ball a lot, so I definitely think there's opportunity for them to just not have as many plays as some of the other teams. And maybe Burrow's stats, right, are, you know, that impacts his ability to win, you know, with fan, again, with the fantasy influence, Sean, these what fucking about, nerds.
Yeah. As far as fantasy, where are you at with like Jamar Chase, T Higgins, Tyler Boyd? You like the over under on any of their receiving yards, catches, most receptions, yeah, most receiving touchdowns? Like where do you see any value in these?
I saw you. I was looking up some stuff yesterday. I forget what the line is.
I mean, what the odds are,
but it was, I love T Higgins over 1,000 yards. It was like 1,000.5. Like, I think a contract year. And I think with how everyone's going to be going after Chase, I think Higgins I think he's going to be the best fantasy receiver out of the three of them.
I'll do you better.
That is a hot take that I really like.
I mean, Justin, I can tell Sean doesn't listen to the podcast because T Higgins is, I'm with you. T Higgins was in my top 10. I bumped Jamar Chase down because I think T Higgins is going to be so good.
T Higgins
975.5 is his yardage total. So,
okay. So
yeah,
I'm going to co-sign that, a rare over, but you look at any side-by-side stats with him and Jamar Chase, like Jamar Chase definitely had a couple hits on explosive plays, but T Higgins was getting the targets down the field, just like Jamar Chase. He's getting the volume. He's going to have a huge year.
Well, now let's talk huge this year. Let's talk this one out of these. So all three of us are on the over.
Oh, joining
975.5. You said receiving yards,
skip down the hill.
What of these two bets do you like more, Justin? T Higgins most receptions in the league at 40-1, or T Higgins most yardage in the league at 35-1. Coming off a 74 catch season.
Probably receptions.
Yeah. I'm with you. Cause he could get, yeah. T Higgins most receptions. It's 40-1, but damn, that's a fun play.
I take the other one.
You take the yardage.
What you're playing is you're playing a world where Jamar Chase gets hurt, but the team stays good because Boyd and Higgins still fly, and Higgins is getting all the deep stuff because that's not Boyd's game. So, and in that case, like, could Jamar Chase lead the league in yardage? Absolutely. Could Jamar Chase lead the league in receptions? Maybe not.
Okay.
So that's my logic.
Yeah.
What they remind me of, speaking of like 07 teams, is Hushmanzada and Ochocinco.
Oh. And
Hushmanzada was just as great as Ochocinco. I think he was my favorite player ever for the Bengals, so I'm probably being really high on him. But he wasn't as outspoken or as flashy as Ocho Cinco. But when you look at the stat lines, they're neck and neck on everything. And I think that's exactly what's happening again here is Ja'Marr Chase has all the gritty, all that stuff going for him. So he's the one that everyone's looking for. But I think Higgins is due for a huge season this year.
All right. I mean, I agree. I hope you're right.
T Higgins, more fantasy points than Ja'Marr Chase. That's an all-time hot take. I'm here for it. And T Higgins, most receptions, 40-1. I'm sticking to it. T Higgins over 975.5 receiving yards, make playoff -130 over 9.5 is just insulting. -120. Bengals have a lot of dogs on the team. And yeah.
T Higgins ownership in best ball right now.
What do you 25%. Have?
25%.
All right.
The only non-giant who's ahead of him is Drake London. So shout out to me for identifying inefficiencies in the marketplace. And shout out to Justin for affirming my beliefs. We're doing it.
Let's go, Bengals.
I thought
even 10-7.
Thought I was going to be under. I thought I was going under today.
Feeling good about that.
I have one more.
Sure. Toss it up.
I have it in my notes here. Do we like any sort of Hendrickson most sacks in the league angle?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
Would love it, but probably not. I have one more before I get out of here.
For sure. What do you got?
I saw this ridiculous clip a few weeks ago saying that Saquon Barkley was going to be a better fantasy back than Joe Mixon.
Yes.
And I was just wondering what was in your cup that day. And are you guys sponsored by whatever liquor that was? Because obviously it did the trick.
I forgot that Justin reached out to me personally. He goes, let me get on air to talk to Kramer about this take.
So what's funny is on the day that I was going to have this this confrontation, I guess this is a intervention. Sean was interacting with a troll about a very similar topic, which is Saquon Barkley. I kind of highlighted the case on why there might be less volume in the offense. I like Mixon. He's going to get a ton of carries. He might lose that passing down work to Chris Evans. I know the team loves Chris Evans. And I think Saquon, unlike Sean, I think Saquon's floor is assuming he doesn't get hurt, which Sean will tell you.
Why would you assume that?
That's a huge assumption.
So when he stays healthy, he's going to have a tremendously high ceiling because of all the catches. He's going
to get that piano
simple,
off his back.
Simple catches he's going to have in this system. I mean, I'm happy to. We should just have some sort of friendly wager.
Well, I think, Justin was kind enough to grace us with a Harambe Chinese jersey that's on its way. Maybe you guys have a Joe Mixon jersey.
Oh yeah,
versus Saquon jersey for whoever has the most fantasy points. Standard full point PPR.
I mean, honestly, with the way that Justin brought the fire to the show today, I almost feel like I'm happy to get him a sweet ass Mixon jersey. But if he needs Mixon to outperform Barkley to feel like he's earned it, that's fine. We'll do something.
Justin, does that sound
good?
We'll
do something.
Yeah.
We'll do something.
I hope I'm not wrong. I hope I'm not wrong.
That's a great catchphrase for our show. I hope I'm not wrong. All right, Justin. appreciate you calling in, man. Always love the Bengals takes. What you're on Instagram, right? Toss out where people can find you.
Yeah, just on Instagram, Justin_Wood_.
All right.
There you go. Houday and
Houday.
Enjoy the Bengal season. As always, guys, toss us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. Take a screenshot, submit in the app. We're giving away a $50 gift card every Monday to the SGPN store, aka Merch Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
One team left.
Kramer, let it ride.